about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alessia and Sophie with your 10am Zedlines. According to new published documents, Blackwater Coal Mine has been releasing unauthorised sediment into the environment for 15 years. Whitehaven and BMA, current and former owners of the mine, have said that remediation work is currently underway. The matter was reported to Queensland Pollution Hotline by the environmentalist lobby group Lock the Gate. The Environment Department's report has indicated that BHP Coal was most likely aware of the sediment's release. Lock the Gate has called for further investigations into the matter and for more transparency moving forward.
An American sailor has gone missing after a boat was washed up on the shores of a Queensland beach over the weekend. The ocean rambler was spotted on Cape Bedford Beach, north of Cooktown, and is registered to 62-year-old solo sailor Hartwell Champagne. The area was searched by police the following morning, but there was no sign of Champagne. Police are calling for information about the man's planned journey and for anyone who might have seen the boat on the ocean.
In national news, Australia's first climate risk assessment has been released, warning 1.5 million Australians are at risk from rising sea levels by 2050. The assessment found that if temperatures were to rise by 3 degrees, sea levels would rise 0.54 metres, Queensland homes 18 out of 20 most exposed. The Climate Change Authority warns even if emissions fell immediately tomorrow, there would still be impacts of climate change on our country. The report states should a 3 degree rise occur, 40 to 70% of species will be forced to move, adapt to the new conditions, or die out. It would threaten eucalyptus forests and cause definite catastrophic consequences for coral reefs. The assessment explains, while the South Australian algal bloom rages on, marine life in the Southern Ocean would be forced to adapt or die.
At least 390 childcare workers have been banned from the industry in the past 5 years, but national laws prevent authorities from publicly naming them. Restrictions mean parents may not know if someone who once cared for their children was later deemed an unacceptable risk. Advocates are pushing for greater transparency, noting other industries like health and education publish names of prohibited workers. Education ministers have backed reforms, including a new national educator register, to track workers' credentials and bans, with trials set for December.
In international news, US President Donald Trump has signed a memorandum to deploy the National Guard to Memphis as part of a new Memphis Safe Task Force aimed at tackling urban violence. The initiative will involve multiple federal agencies, including the FBI, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the Department of Homeland Security, and US Marshals, to work alongside local police. Memphis residents and civil rights advocates have criticized the move to be unnecessary and dehumanizing, risking turning the city into a war zone. It remains unclear under what authority the president can order such a deployment or on what timeline. Trump has also indicated plans to expand similar initiatives to other US cities like Chicago, St. Louis, and New Orleans.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with some cloud cover. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news at 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.